Saturday morning, the Experts program continues here on Power Talk Radio, and that means Nan Lesnick is joining us. She's our expert when it comes to retiring, getting your ducks in order so that you can have a great retirement and one that is as worry-free as possible, because that's what all of this is about. You know, there is such great uncertainty when we look to that time. I mean, there's a lot of great anticipation as well. We look forward to, you know, kind of getting off that 9-to-5 treadmill that we've been on for 40 or 50 years, who knows how long. But then there's also a lot of uncertainty, because sometimes you look ahead and you say, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Am I well prepared? Will I be able to not only survive, but can I thrive? Can I really enjoy retirement? And that's why Nan joins us twice a week to discuss that. Nan, good morning and welcome back.
Thank you very much, Mark. And I appreciate what you said in opening this conversation up, because that's exactly what we do. I visited with someone earlier this week and she said, what exactly do you do? And I got a moment of exact clarity. And I said, we help you achieve a smooth ride in retirement. And I think that sort of just popped into my mind, and it is what we want to do. We want to be sure that your retirement is something that you understand, that you feel as though you have a good handle on it, and to the greatest extent possible, that you control your outcome, which is why in continuing on this document I sent you a few weeks ago about the 2020 changes to Medicare and Social Security, I wanted to kind of close in today on the restricted application for spousal benefits.
There's some complexity to that, so why don't you go ahead and dive right in?
There is. Okay, so there used to be a program called File and Suspend, where a high-earning spouse could file for a benefit and then suspend the benefit immediately, allowing his lesser-earning spouse or stay-at-home spouse to file for their spousal benefit. Well, that went away in the Budget Act of 2015, but there is still the opportunity to do a restricted application. I actually, this week, visited with some people who were aware of this, but very interestingly, the financial planner that they had been working with knew nothing about it.
Oh, my.
And actually, someone in their staff said, well, I don't think that's possible. But in fact, it was. And here's what the situation is. This happens to be a husband and wife. The husband is already retired, already past full retirement age, and has a substantial Social Security benefit. His wife was also a substantial earner, and they don't really need to have the money, but she can file a restricted application for her spousal benefit only, and she can do that in a couple of months when she reaches full retirement age. So what she'll do then, again, is to file a restricted application for her spousal benefit only, and that will allow her to not draw on her benefit until she's age 70. And her benefit actually is significantly higher than her husband's. So by delaying it, she is going to be able to allow that to grow at 8% per year until she is age 70.
Okay.
And that is a good strategy.
All right.
That's picking up some money that was laying on the table and is so often overlooked because people don't have the level of understanding that we like to tout that we have in my practice.
Sure. And Nan, this is only available to married couples. The person
correct.
Cannot be your significant other.
That's correct.
We've run into this before where somebody has spent years with another person, and it's hard to believe that there are actually people in the world that are this misinformed or uninformed, but they've maybe spent 25, 30 years, I mean, almost as long as many married couples, but they weren't married, and then one spouse dies, and the other person gets no benefit whatsoever.
Right, that's right. And, you know, that's ignorance, I'll call it. That's saying, well, I'm just going to do what I want to do, and it better work out. And when they get in that situation, and I've only had to deal with one person who thought that I should go to bat for them. And I said, look, it's plain and simple. The rules haven't changed. The rules were not changed to your detriment. You didn't choose to follow the rules. So there's got to be some kind of a regulation, because
right.
Otherwise, you know, I could just walk in. If I were not married to my husband, I could just walk in and claim that if you had passed away, that I'd been with you for years.
Right.
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 I mean, how are they going to control that? So
So ladies, get the ring.
Yeah, get the ring. That's exactly right. But it really is important that people understand that this restricted application for spousal benefit will only work if you're born prior to January 1st, 1954. So there's not a lot of people who are eligible for this, but if you were born prior to 1954, you're not currently claiming a Social Security benefit. Your spouse is eligible for Social Security, but not yet claiming, or maybe is claiming, and you need guidance on what you should do, you really need to have an analysis done. And I think, Mark, I've mentioned on the show before that we have the software that will do that analysis.
Correct.
And this is not something for people who don't have enough money to get along on. This is instead people who are trying to make a good choice for a sound strategy, and they often overlook this little bump in income that, to the client I talked to earlier this week, it is going to be $1,400 a month times 4 years. That's a lot of money to leave on the table.
Is. Yeah, absolutely. So, I don't have a calculator handy, but I can tell you it's a bunch of money.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't either. I should, but I don't. It's first thing in the morning, and yeah. I haven't gotten everything opened up. So.
All right. So this is on those restricted spousal benefits, on yep. understanding how this works. And it's really something that, and like you say, you have to have been born prior to 1954. So that would mean that you're 66 and some months or 67 years old, at least at this point, and
yep.
you may find yourself in a position where this could be a benefit to you. If you still are uncertain, you might want to give Nan's office a call, and they can kind of sit down with an appointment with you and go through all this.
Yep. It's a really good idea to do that, because sometimes nobody has claimed, neither one in the couple has claimed, and they're just not sure which is the best claiming strategy. And like my ad that runs on your station says, choosing the wrong retirement strategy can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's exactly what we're talking about.
All right. Nan, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
No, I think that anything else might cause us to be a little complicated, but if somebody wants to have an analysis done, what they have to have is their Social Security statement obtained from ssa.gov, from the Social Security website. We cannot do the analysis or render any kind of information that would be useful without having that information.
Okay, so make sure you get that in hand, and then give Nan a call at her office in Monterey, area code 831-656-0236, online lesnickcompany.com, and her email is nan@lesnickcompany.com. Nan, thank you very much for joining us today.
And thank you, Mark.